You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome in again, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland Athletics edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee. And Jane, sadly, here we are again. What are we? Mid-June. And I think, like with each week, we usually sign off with some sort of hope or plea that, you know, next week we'll be talking about the six-game winning streak or something along those lines, and it hasn't quite materialized. And it's looking like that may be a bit of a pipe dream here. I'm not sure that we can put our finger on why, but it seems like it's just business as usual, day in, day out with this team, and it's surprising that it's the type of business we're talking about, the continued struggles of the Oakland A's. Do you see it turning around anytime?
I don't. I think, you know, there were such great expectations for this team coming into the season, and that's why, you know, week in and week out, you know, there was hope, you know, within the team and, you know, around it that things would get better. And unfortunately, I think, you know, things have been status quo, and I think we're just going to continue to see that. And, you know, maybe with a different group of guys as well, I do see them, you know, trading some guys that will be free agents at the end of the season. Ben Zobrist, I could really see him being dealt quickly. You know, he's kind of taking up offensively finally since coming back from knee surgery. And he's you know, that type of player that could really help, you know, a team just in need of a pick-me-up. And his versatility is obviously significant. You know, really just the perfect trade chip. And, you know, I think the A's are kind of hoping, well, if they can trade him sooner than later, you know, a club gets maybe an extra month of a guy like him before the trade deadline, you know, then maybe his trade value is, you know, is even that much more significant. And he's not the only one. I mean, they could deal Tyler Clifford. Scott Kazmir, of course, is going to be on a lot of teams' radars, you know, just teams in need of that one pitcher like the A's needed last year when they got not only Samardzija but Lester. So, you know, I think changes are coming and probably not the changes A's fans want to see, but I think, you know, it's at that point where they just can't sit around and wait for things to get better anymore because clearly they're not. And, you know, for some time it was, you know, it was about, well, you know, when they get fully healthy and when this happens and that happens, and it's just, you know, they have Coco Crisp and Sean Doolittle out for a lengthy period of time. I mean, we won't be seeing those guys the rest of the first half, probably not until August at the earliest. So I think for them to, you know, just kind of hope at this point, you know, they probably know that, you know, at this point, the team is what it is. The talent level is just not what they, you know, thought it would be. And, you know, they are going to have to make some moves just because, you know, realistically, I don't foresee them, you know, being contenders in that division.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time, though, Jane. I feel like since we've been able to write off an A's team, you know, this early, I feel like they always find a way to be in it. But it is looking tougher and tougher for this team. They just dug themselves too big a hole. And so then, not to say that they're sideshows or anything like that, but you do start looking at other things to, you know, grab your interest, keep your interest. And Pat Bondetti, you know, was a really neat story. I mean, here's this ambidextrous pitcher, first one since the late 1800s. And, you know, what a thrill. What an exciting, interesting thing to watch. But he's hurt. And, of course, it just creates additional bizarre side stories, right? Which is, if a guy can throw with either arm, how can he really be hurt if it's just, you know, the left side or the right side? Can he just keep throwing? So, I don't know. Can you sort it out for us?
I mean, it really is the story of how the A season is going to, you know, have Vendetti come up and to see him do well in just a weekend. You know, he's on the DL. But, you know, back to what you were talking about, so he does have a right shoulder strain, and, you know, you get the questions all the time, well, can he just pitch with his left hand? And there's several reasons why they put him on the DL. First and foremost, when he was throwing left-handed, he can still feel it. It was still affecting him from the left side. So, that was a concern. They want to get him fully healthy. And second, well, he has said from the very beginning, he can only be successful in the big leagues with both arms. And that seems crazy, but he knows, he doesn't have that overpowering stuff from either side. So for him to be effective, he really needs that matchup advantage, that left-on-left, right-on-right advantage. And when he doesn't have that, he's really just not as effective. And he'll be the first one to admit that he knows that being ambidextrous is what has gotten him this far. And there was a point in his career he actually had surgery on the same shoulder back in 2012, I believe. And, he was in the Yankees organization at the time, and they kind of bounced around the idea of him, strictly throwing left-handed, and it just didn't work because he knows that, he really does need that advantage. So that was another reason. But, the main reason they did put him on the DL and not try to just throw him out there left-handed was because the right shoulder was still affecting him left-handed. And, they don't want to mess around with this guy. I know it pained them to put him on the DL. I think everyone just felt so bad for this guy. He waits, 8 seasons to get his first call to the big leagues, and he goes on the DL right away. But I think they're hoping they caught this early, and it's not something that's too serious, and they just want to get him fully healthy before bringing him back.
What was the reaction like, among baseball people, whether they be, friends of yours up there in the press box, or, the baseball personnel you talked to with Oakland or scouts, or what was the interest level like and people's reaction to seeing him throw in the big leagues?
It's funny because for me, I've seen this in spring training. And so while it never gets old for me, watching people watch him for the first time is really entertaining. We were in Boston when he got the call up, and even just when he's in the bullpen warming up, you'll hear whispers, wait, he just switched to the other side. Now he's throwing with his other arm. he'll come out to the mound and do the same thing. He throws equal amount of warm-up pitches from both sides, and to see him turn around like that and see people's reactions, it's really kind of cool. Like I said, I could watch it, every day and still not tire of seeing it. I mean, it's truly remarkable. I mean, it's hard enough, to pitch at the big league level with one arm, and the fact he can do it with both. It's not a gimmick. I mean, clearly he, like I was mentioning before, he needs this to be able to be at this level, but it's amazing. It really is. And he's such a good guy on top of it. Just the type of guy you want to root for too. So everything, it's just a very cool story, and hopefully he's back soon.
Yeah. Well, competitively, it's interesting too, I'm sure, to talk to guys and see what their reactions are on the field to his stuff and that kind of thing. But I wanted to move to the draft real quick. Any surprises at the direction the A's went with the draft this year? And I know they've already locked up a couple of their higher picks. They did go pretty college heavy though this year in the draft.
They did, and I asked about that, and they're typically college heavy, but this year very, very much so. I believe it was 35 of their 40 picks came from the collegiate level, and I think part of that was a product of the draft. I'm not sure if the talent at the high school level this year was truly great, and I think that they recognize that. And even though they mentioned there were some high school guys that were on their radar and, just kind of slipped from them. And so it just kind of ended up this way where they came away with so many, collegiate players. But, for a team that, its system has been lacking, especially, you look at the past year, the type of guys they've traded away, Addison Russell, Daniel Robertson, Billy McKinney, a lot of their top prospects have been gone in trades, and so their system's kind of been depleted. So to not only bring in, a new group of guys, but guys that can help you know, at the big league level, hopefully sooner than later, I think that's important to them. You know, these are polished players that, you know, hopefully, you know, they foresee going through the system quickly. And, you know, the fact that you know, you see their top two picks are collegiate shortstops, you know, that's, I think, you know, it may be a coincidence, but also at the same time, I do think it was necessary for their system.
Yeah. Well, Jane, as we wrap up this week and look forward to that silver lining next week, I leave you with this thought. You get a couple of gorgeous days in San Diego, no doubt, but then the team comes home for 15 of their next 18 at the Coliseum, and maybe if there's any point in this season when they will get their legs underneath them, turn things around, get back toward approaching 500, maybe we're on the cusp of that little stretch, and we'll be discussing it next week.
Sounds good. I hope so.
There we go. We'll put in an order for it right now. There she goes. That's Jane Lee, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.